Hoo-hoo-wee, folks. Welcome on into a Wednesday, August 28th edition of Sports Talk, the second half. It's me, Steve Gella, along with Cullen Steele, taking until 8 o'clock tonight after the first break. We'll get into some sound from Dennis Allen. He addressed the media after today's practice for the Black and Gold, touching on a bunch of topics, including the practice squads edition, which are out for the team. You can go check that out, of course, at WWL.com. Do a quick rundown of all the names that the Saints have added now to the practice squad after yesterday's cuts. You got safety Jonathan Abram, Ugo Amadi, another safety, Kevin Austin Jr., wide receiver, safety Millard Bradford, tackle Josiah Ezerim, tight end Mason Fairchild, guard Kyle Hergel, linebacker Kalike Hudson, tight end Michael Jacobson, running back Jacob Cabote out of ULL, defensive end Nico Lalos, guard slash center Shane Lemieux, kicker the Irishman Charlie Smith, linebacker Isaiah Stallbird, missed a touchdown in the preseason finale, wide receiver Equiminia St. Brown, and also defensive tackle Kendall Vickers. The team also acquired Kenna Wanu off of waivers from the Minnesota Vikings. He's a running back, but mainly a special teams guy. I think he's got 3 total touchdowns in his career, which I mentioned in the Sports Flash. So those were the moves so far for the Black and Gold. Everything, though, still far from set on the 53-man roster as well as the practice squad. It's a fluid situation, as they say, Colin.
I was going to use that exact word. That is like the perennial like go-to if you're going to name this roster anything right now. It's fluid. We had Deuce on earlier, and you might have heard, you might not have heard, but he was talking about how like this is probably who you'll go with for the Panthers game. I mean, that makes sense. We're like, what, like 10 days out of that?
Right.
9 or something like that. But this is not remotely... You could probably bet money on it. I don't know if you should, but you could probably bet money on the fact that this isn't what you'll see in week 2. You sure as hell won't see this in week 4. Like, you will see names come and names go. We don't really know who that will be, as our talk line has popped up throughout the day. Could we see some O-line action? I would want to. I'm not upset that the names we went for today, apart from the practice squad signings, were a running back who would mainly be help on kick returns, and then a defensive tackle over from the Commanders with John Ridgeway. But, you know, we'll see those additions. I don't think they want to jump at the first bite, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, I think that was kind of a surprise for many Houdats out there. It's like, all right, they made some additions here, but no offensive linemen at this point yet. And we'll see what ends up shaking out with this team. I think, obviously, they do like what they have in-house. They've been working out these guys, getting them all ready for the season. And it's not as easy as it sounds just to plug and play any kind of piece that you do pick up at this time.
Yeah, no, and you're not going to get the cream of the crop right now. And you might not get the cream of the crop by week 4, like what Deuce said. Like, you might not find that guy. I know we had Jeff Duncan on like last Wednesday, and he was like, you might look at the early September window for the Saints as similar to like a transfer portal. You might see them try to chase a lot of guys specifically on that offensive line. But, you know, don't be you're not going to get Trent Williams, okay?
Like, yeah,
just
exactly.
Keep the expectations, you know, somewhat leveled. Expect something to occur, but don't shoot for the stars.
Yeah, I think your best hopes and dreams can be a reliable veteran that can give you some consistent play on and off, not relied upon every game in and game in and game out.
That's what you could hope. But I mean, like, you can't be frustrated about who we already have. You can't be frustrated about the decisions you've already made. And other people are like, why are we chasing? Like, specifically with John Ridgeway, people are on our text line are like, why don't we? Like, why are we immediately picking a defensive tackle? Maybe who's out there and who's available now is just not someone they're interested
in. Dealing with some injuries, too.
Or that, too. Like, there's someone they're not interested in, someone who's already injured, and they want someone who can play now. They're not going to pick more development. We're already developing an offensive line, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the coaches know exactly what this roster needs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they might know a little bit more than me and some others.
Looking at some MLB action, want to point out the Washington Nationals up 2-1 currently over the New York Yankees. Why do I point that out? Dylan Cruz, folks, was called up this week. He got his first MLB hit yesterday, and now he has jacked his first home run ever in the majors. Dylan Cruz went yard today off of Carlos Rodon of the New York Yankees. So congrats to him. We've been seeing Paul Skeens today also pitched. I want to check out real quickly how he did, because I know that Cubs-Pirates game was a high-scoring one. Chicago ended up winning 14-10. Skeens ended up going five innings, gave up two earned runs, a walk with six Ks. So he wasn't the bulk of the runs that were given up there when he pitched, but and did not suffer the loss either. He remains now, what is his record? 8-2 on the season for Paul Skeens, and just been a phenom since joining the Pirates this season from the minor leagues, but not the betting favorite anymore to be Rookie of the Year, surprisingly.
I think it's because of, like, the hype has kind of died down a little bit. I think he's
and
still...
being on the Pirates hasn't helped.
No, God, no. he's still producing, but not nearly as much. I've got my eye on that that September 5th through the 8th bout between him and the Nationals. I want to see Skeens.
Oh, Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
That'll definitely be a great battle. Hopefully he's in the pitching rotation for that one.
You have four games.
Oh, okay, great.
Like, you got to hope that at that point it's kind of just like, will you see Skeens, hopefully?
Yeah, you would think so. In a four-game series, definitely a better bet on that.
I would pray.
I want to get into our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line before we head to a break. Jimmy wants to talk waiver wires and some of the practice squad signings. Jimmy, what you got for us?
Hey, look, first off, I'm hoping the rain holds out. Tulane football tomorrow night at Yeoman, Thursday night. Katrina anniversary Thursday night against SLU. Some great football starts tomorrow night. You got Deion Sanders against North Dakota State. Some of the Coastal Carolinas playing. So, yeah, it really kind of kicks off tomorrow. Look, the three players, guys, I watched coming out of the draft was Michael Pratt. And, you know, seeing where Spencer Rattler coming to my favorite football team, obviously he's a fan favorite, right? Watching his development, seeing what he's done, amazing. I think he's got a bright future here. I think we got a major steal there. And then the third one, Frank Gore Jr. Again, he's a free agent, Southern Miss running back. No one's picked him up. I'm really glad, if Charlie's listening, the Saints at least got Cavoti back. But like you guys said, is this the fact we haven't made a move on OL on offensive line, does that mean just wait and see? They're waiting for the Plinko chips to fall down as they may, and what talent might fall through the cracks still, or is this a vote for Trevor Penning being what we hoped he'd be when we drafted him in the first round?
Well, first of all, Jimmy, Frank Gore Jr. did get picked up by the Bills, so he's on their practice squad. As for Michael Pratt, bit of a head-scratcher locally. A lot of us thought he'd be going higher in the draft. Then it looked like he had an ideal situation there, going to the Green Bay Packers, but didn't even last there. So was released and then picked up now by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So unfortunately, we got to root against Pratt now.
Yeah. I mean, ever since the draft, I've been kind of curious as to, like, what occurred.
Right.
And, like, because wasn't he, like, everyone, similar to Rattler, he fell, but Rattler didn't fall nearly as far. But Rattler, you know, was, like, late second round, early third, and Pratt was, like, you know, late third, maybe fourth or fifth at the most or something like that. And then he fell to seventh. He was, like, 5 to 10 picks away from being Mr. Irrelevant. And, like, I understand that, you know, the Packers aren't searching for the guy right now. They think they've got him. He's the highest paid guy for a reason at the moment.
But you think it's still another young dude that you could end up grooming in your system.
100%. And Mike mentioned it to me earlier. I can't even remember if we were on the air or off the air about how, like, he heard that the Packers might be trying to find a veteran to back up Love on the instance in which he goes down. I guess maybe you pull a Joe Flacco and, like, comeback player of the year or something. Somebody to keep the team a little stable. But who did they just trade for? Malik Willis? I don't know if that's much of a veteran. Like, I think that's the only two guys on their team.
Rumor is Jameis Winston's on the trade market from the Browns.
I heard today that he isn't at all.
Oh, okay.
Like, I heard yesterday that it was like, okay, Watson's safe. Winston and what the other
rumor
guys?
Mill has
Huntley,
changed.
Huntley, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, they're both like they're on the chopping block plot. Possibly they're not going to keep three guys. We'll keep two. All that. And I heard earlier today that the again could be a rumor that Winston is safe. That doesn't mean he might not get traded, but I don't think he'd get cut.
Right, they're trying to get something for him, but I just don't know
what
any team would be willing to give up for a Jameis Winston seventh-round pick at best. As much as some folks here love him for whatever reason.
Like, maybe a six, but like that's probably too much.
And as for Jimmy talking about with Trevor Penning, I fully believe that he's going to be your starting right tackle going into this year for the Saints. And if things falter, if it doesn't work out, he'll get the hook, and it's going to be Oli Udo getting the chance to run with the ones there. But other than that, as of right now, no, the team hasn't brought in anyone. And you would think, though, not just for that situation, just even at the guard, spot that you're looking for some veteran depth, yes, along there that you can definitely rely to plug and play 1,000%. in case of emergency situation. I don't think you're getting a starter on the open market right now.
No. But at the same time, I think, you know, he was like, you know, are all your eggs in the, you know, waiver wire? Let's see, you know, what falls out of someone other team's basket and we pick
up. I wouldn't think a trade is impossible, but you're looking at starting offensive linemen. People aren't giving away.
I think it's both. I think you are both, like, crossing your fingers and hoping that both Udo or Penning develops, specifically Penning more than Udo, but,
right,
you know, if Udo comes out of nowhere and just, like, takes a job, like, I'm not going to say no to that. But you're not going to, like, if Penning starts doing good, I don't think you're going to shut the door on, you know, finding somebody else.
Like, no, you hear coaches say he's always looking to improve the team,
always,
obviously.
And
right,
it's like, that's nothing against Penning, that's nothing against anybody else. It's just like, I don't think Penning could take 30 steps forward, and I still think that door might be open for at least a good chunk of the season. And
yeah, you just don't know right now. Obviously, with him, we've seen, I hate the term too, one that's overused, those flashes from him, but
yeah,
there have been too and few and far too many between there.
I've seen progression. Progression is the word that we hear so much throughout the camp.
But a lot of time you just see that technique seems to go out the window with him, and he forgets what he's doing.
I know. It's like, I do like that he has been fantastic on the run game. He's been beautiful on the run game. You see that play where he like sandwiched a guy to the ground,
right,
and then like backed up and dove on him. And I was like, first off, is that allowed? I was like, are you not going to get a flag for that?
He's letting a lot of aggression out too.
Yeah. He's like, I don't get to do this against Chase Young in practice. Like, let me do it here, kind of deal. I'm fine with it. But again, like, I think the Saints are going to have 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door with both Penning and Udo, and you're not going to close a door all the way or open it until you're certain, and nothing is certain right now with this offensive line.
With Penning, definitely a big dude. You know he's got a mean streak in him, so hopefully he can bottle that up and for the Carolina Panthers week one and completely body some folks to and help, you know, lead the Saints offensive line to a Saints victory.
Yeah, you might win some points of the fans if you just like absolutely destroy a guy or two.
Yeah, suddenly it's like, you know, Pancake Trevor.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? Maybe you're not too bad.
When we get back from the break, we're going to dive into some audio from head coach Dennis Allen. Spoke to the media today after practice. A late start for the Black and Gold. It was a 5 p.m. press conference from Dennis Allen. So this audio hot off the presses, folks, when we get back right here on WWL.